It's a real pleasure to be here. You know, in 1961, President John F. Kennedy inspired Americans to pursue a goal that seemed beyond our reach, to land a man on the moon in a decade. 8 years later, that happened. Apollo 11 landed on the moon. It was proof that we can succeed when we apply our expertise, innovation, and can-do spirit to a single national endeavor. Now we have a new Apollo effort for the 21st century. Our challenge is to achieve sustainable energy independence in one generation. The Apollo Alliance, which I'm part of and represent in Washington State, is a broad coalition of labor, environmental, community, and business organizations dedicated to moving this vision at the national, state, and local level. Now, every 20 minutes outside my home, a vehicle quietly swishes by, using not one drop of foreign oil or emitting any greenhouse gases. What is this vehicle? It's a King County's electric trolley bus, powered by electric fuel from City Light, which now is, where he mentioned, the first utility in the U.S. to achieve zero net emissions of greenhouse gases. If we are serious about energy independence, then we need to have City Light providing electric fuel not just for buses, but for vehicles like this. Now, can you imagine a future when we have plug-in hybrids like this vehicle that are using clean City Light power for around-town travel, but also could burn ethanol or biodiesel made from Washington State crops for longer distances? Now you're looking at the Sheik's nightmare, a vehicle that can go 200 to 400 miles per gallon of petroleum. This is a viable future, building off of existing infrastructure and systems, combined with American and Japanese ingenuity to guarantee our energy security. And it's a vision that's shared by a wide spectrum of individuals, from former CIA Director James Woolsey to environmentalist Lester Brown. Car makers right now are making flex fuel vehicles, cars that can use ethanol. And Felix and Ron have proven the plug-in hybrid electric vehicle concept. It's a solution that can be applied to all classes of vehicles, from small cars like the Prius to full-size SUVs, dropping their fuel consumption from 60 to 80%. The Apollo Alliance of Washington is calling for two measures to move this vision forward. First is to build Washington's biofuel economy by passing state legislation for renewable fuels to be part of the state's fuel mix. This will create a stable investment for biofuel plants and technology. And second, we want the city of Seattle to join the national movement that's being led by the city of Austin to build a groundswell of demand sufficient to entice car makers to mass produce flexible fuel plug-in hybrid electric vehicles. It's our hope that the city of Seattle will sign on to the city of Austin's led plug-in hybrid national campaign and really demonstrate that there is quite a market for these type of vehicles. Thank you.